But
judgment.
That's not, if that were criminal, we'd
no,
all
no,
be in
I'm
jail.
Not even saying that part is criminal, but she's certainly guilty of that.
John's interview with Trump will air this Sunday on Face the Nation. Well, with reaction to that, let's call in our campaign 2016 correspondents, Nancy Cordes and Major Garrett, on the trail in California ahead of Tuesday's primary there. Nancy, there was a lot of Trumpian hyperbole in that interview about putting Clinton in the clink. How's her campaign reacting?
Well, Scott, the campaign says it's just more proof that he's willing to make wild accusations without the facts to back them up. They note that there have been no public indications that the FBI believes that a crime has been committed. The investigation is expected to wrap up soon. And here in California, Clinton asserted again today that there is no chance she will be indicted. Beyond that, their strategy is to just try to discredit him on as many fronts as possible, as Clinton worked to do in that foreign policy address yesterday, sort of ticking through point by point all of his inconsistencies on world affairs. They believe that if they can cast enough doubt on his credibility and his honesty, that that will take some of the potency out of some of his more hyperbolic statements.
And of course, no one knows what will be in that investigation until it's over. Major Garrett, Trump had a rally this afternoon in Redding, California. How'd all that go?
Scott, Donald Trump threw almost everything at Hillary Clinton, responding to her point-by-point attack on his qualifications for the presidency. Trump told thousands gathered in Redding, California, that Clinton should be jailed for jeopardizing national security with that private email server. Trump called Clinton, quote, weak, greedy, and a thief who used that private account to hide unspecified wrongdoing. Trump also said Clinton's judgment on Benghazi and other foreign policy matters makes her unfit for the presidency. Under Clinton's leadership, Trump said, and again we quote, Scott, this country is going to die. Scott, of course, all of this fits with Trump's well-established pattern of responding to criticism with attacks that are twice as harsh and sometimes even more than that, hyperbolic, as Nancy Cordes just indicated.
Major Garrett, Nancy Cordes, thank you very much. The next president will be the fifth in a row with troops fighting in Iraq.